When I was a young boy, I lived by the water on a street called Seaside Place. At the end of my block stood an old, weather-beaten Victorian house that was said to be haunted. In it lived a crotchety old man whose wife had died long ago. He was tall and skinny, with piercing blue eyes and a long, white, scraggly beard that hung over his worn-out clothes. Back then, to us, he looked like he was at least 105 years old. Every day, he'd sit on his porch with his right hand rummaging through a bucket, while the fingers of his left hand made these strange, quick movements. While playing at the shore, my friends and I would look back at him on his porch, thinking he was the oldest, creepiest man we'd ever seen. One afternoon, during our daily game of Dare, it was decided that the loser would have to talk to the old man. As always, being the youngest, I lost. That day changed my memories of Seaside Place forever. I am now 40 years old and I still smile then I think of the afternoon and my first introduction, Charlie Blaine. As I walked toward his porch, I trembled inside. The old man's eyes were closed, and he was humming while the fingers of his left hand were moving furiously. He was completely unaware of me. I tried coughing loudly to gain his attention, but he was lost in his own sounds. I was so close that I could feel the butterflies in my stomach. I could feel my friends staring at me as they looked on in shock from the shore. Taking a huge, deep breath, I tapped him on the shoulder. Startled, he jumped up and I screamed. With one swift movement, he grabbed my arm so I couldn't run. "Let go!" I shouted as the tears began to well up in my eyes. "Wait," he whispered with a voice as smooth as the sea. As I blinked back my tears, I could see the twinkle in his eyes and the smile on his wrinkled face. "You must be the loser of the game," he chuckled. "Did they dare you to come see the creepiest man?" I could feel my face get red and hot. "How did you know that's what we call you?" I demanded. "I might be old and creepy, but I haven't lost my hearing yet," he said, still laughing. "Every day the wind blows out of the southwest and the conversations of all of you little rascals drift right onto my porch. But don't worry, your secrets are safe with me. In fact, I enjoy hearing your voices and laughter. It adds to the music inside me. And I'd enjoy it even more if you sat down with me and told me your name." I could hear murmurings from the shore and then the scattering of feet as my friends ran home in disbelief. With my heart thumping, I told him my name was Johnny and that I was 7 years old and lived up the block. He introduced himself as Mr. Blaine, Charles Blaine, but said with a wink that his friends called him Charlie. Being a bold 7-year-old, I replied, "Okay, Charlie, can I ask you a question? What are you doing with your fingers? Why do you move them around like that?" "You are a bold young man, but sit down, and I'll give you an answer." I tentatively sat on the porch railing as Charlie began his story.